Unit 4, Part 3, Exercise 4.
Okay, so we have our oscilloscope fired up and switched on, and we've got a signal that's coming through on it, and we've got all these knobs and buttons and what have you. So what on earth does all this mean? What are the bits on the display, and how do we use the buttons and the knobs to actually play with that signal so we can understand more about it? Well, let's have a look at some theory and a bit of a diagram, and then we'll get back to, in practice, actually turning the knobs on the oscilloscope to see how all that works. Right, so let's just cover off what on earth we see on the display and how that actual display works for us. Now, don't be too worried about the kind of images and what I've got on this display. We'll cover that in a moment. But let's just first of all kind of look at the matrix of lines on the oscilloscope display. Now, probably the first differentiating important thing, as I mentioned, in this little time machine or oscilloscope, is the fact that you can represent time by this horizontal line or the x-axis going along here. So on the oscilloscope, to make it easy to understand your time base or your time scale, they've broken it up into little segments, and these are one of the scale over here is obviously one of the things that you can adjust with the knobs or buttons on your oscilloscope. Now, generally, oscilloscopes, they can be broken up. The size of the matrix can differ. I've got a matrix here of 10 by 10 in essence. There's divisions, and that's how they call them. So there's 10 divisions going up, and there's 10 divisions going along the horizontal line here. Now, that's known as your time base, and when you set your oscilloscope, you can set what that time base should be, or it can be automatically selected for you, obviously, because you might not know the best time frame to view a signal. And as I've highlighted up here in the example I'm going to show you, each of those little squares is that division. And so, for instance, on your oscilloscope, you may have it set to a setting of 500 microseconds, and that is a representation of each of those little segments. Now, if you happen to have it set at 500 microseconds, then in essence your full scale reading, and when I say full scale, your whole time base that you're showing in that screen would work out to be obviously 10 times that, which would be 5 milliseconds. So that's your horizontal or x-axis, and then we get to the vertical axis or the y-axis, which is an indication of the signal level, or in for the most part on oscilloscopes, that is the voltage level of your signal. And again, it's divided up into individual little divisions, and each of those you can set with a knob to a particular value. And in the example that we're going to have a look at, each of those divisions is set to 1 volt, 1 volt per division, which means the whole screen shows a total value of, happens to be 10 times those divisions, which would be equal to 10 volts. So that's just something to understand, is that your y-axis or your vertical axis is the signal level in a voltage level, and your x-axis is your time.